The Loop Podcast, keeping you in the loop at East Ave Church, January 24, 2020, one-handed work day. I'm Ron.
I'm Jeremy.
And I am Kimmy.
And this is your podcast for the week. I know you've been waiting, just waiting since last Friday.
Absolutely. Just waiting to hear the delightful sounds of our voices and announcements.
That's right.
The dulcet tones.
Yes. This has become such a big deal that Titus has even asked if he could be on this podcast. He's never heard it.
He just knows.
He just likes the idea of on a podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
We are the coolest people I know.
Yeah, I told him one day
you really got to get out.
You could aspire to be at this level one day.
Right, right.
Goals in life.
Son, someday.
And we are aspiring
on a church podcast.
That's right. We are aspiring for double digits in our listeners.
That's right. Yeah, I believe in 10 this week.
All right. Sounds good to me. Hey, welcome to the Loop Podcast, where we are going to inform you of all the really cool stuff going on here at the East Ave Church. The first thing is that the next thing that happens here is the work day this Saturday.
Yep, tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that is true, yes. That would be January 24th. 25th.
Saturday, the 25th.
So tomorrow at noon when I get out of bed.
Right. No.
9 a.m. I mean, we'll be here before that, but 9 a.m. to noon, come drink some coffee, eat some donuts, and participate with us. I mean, we've got a lot of things to do, but, we're gonna try to do them with one hand while we drink coffee with the other.
Mm-hmm. And do it with flair.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that needs to get done, and we're hoping to have our building in tip-top shape for Easter.
Yes.
Which will be here before you know it.
Which is why we have another work day already scheduled.
Yes,
which
not
is
just one work day tomorrow.
February 22nd, we'll come back and do it again. And we'll have one in March as well, but we'll get back to you with a date for that.
And we may hit a day without rain.
Yeah.
In all of those work days.
That's
there's
true.
Plenty to do on the inside of the building if it does rain. There's some major projects that we must get done so that our building can be fully functional for the millions of people coming on Easter. Maybe not that, but we do have hundreds of guests on Easter.
You have to
Easter.
Put your pinky to the edge of your mouth when you say
1 million visitors.
1 million, yes. So we actually do have a couple hundred extra guests that come on an Easter weekend. It's our biggest weekend of the year. And so we just want to make sure that our building represents how we feel about the body of Christ, a space to worship. And we feel like it's a pretty important space.
Yeah, and we're not really interested in impressing anybody, but we would like to take away exceptions.
Right. Well, and one thing, actually. So our illustrious maintenance person at church, Michael, she's a delight.
I love
Michael.
Yes.
One of the things that she does absolutely best is that she makes sure that the bathrooms are really sparkling clean.
Yes.
And our bathrooms are not the newest, fanciest things in the world, but they are always clean.
And we have those flushing toilets everywhere, though.
Yes, fancy.
Yeah. Well,
indoor. Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is that when a guest comes and they swing by the bathroom, if they're distracted by it being dirty or, paper towels not being run out, things like that, not just the bathrooms, but everywhere around the church, the lobby,
right,
then that's what they're going to be thinking about the whole time.
Right.
They are going to be too distracted by the funky smell or the fact that there was toilet paper on the ground in the bathroom, and they're not going to hear the good news of Jesus.
Or that our bathroom attendant was just not up the bar.
Oh, we're not standing there with a mint and a
right
warm towel.
Actually, at the work
just
days,
standing there.
Just standing there.
We actually believe the bathrooms are so important, we don't put it on the work day list. So, yeah. But there are all kinds of other places where that is also true.
Right.
So,
and so this is an area where we talk about giving. And because we say giving is not just a money thing, but giving of your time, of your talent. And maybe you don't have the talents of, you know, electrician-y type work, which we definitely need.
Yeah.
But hey, if you can keep paint on the walls and not on the ground, we really need help with that too. Or vacuuming the pews.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. Just so that when someone comes in who hasn't heard the good news of Jesus, they come in and they're not distracted by that. They come in and can hear his words so clearly.
That's right. And so if you can pull staples, we can use you.
Yes.
If you can vacuum, we can use you. There are lots of places where you can be involved, and you don't have to to be outside. You don't have to mow the lawns, and there's other things. But there's always stuff to do. If you really like to do trim hedges and trees and things like that, there's always some place for you to be at a work day. So,
exactly.
Please come in, make it a part of what's going on, and you can sign up in the lobby if you'd like to have an email reminder next time we do a work day.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, each time that we get together for this work day, people think, oh, no, it's my entire day. But we will take as much time as you have. If you can just stop by for an hour, we'll put you to work. And we got plenty of projects. Some will go quick. Some will take a little bit longer. But if you can just give an hour, come on by. We'd love to high-five you, have some coffee with you, hand you some tools, and put you to work for a little bit.
Yeah, if you want to come by for all day, we will leave you here all by yourself. Because we don't want to be here all day. We've got other things to do as well. So come on by. And the thing is something that one way that I learned how to do all the stuff that I know how to do as far as working on a building, especially on a church building, is that I came to work days. Mm-hmm. And so I learned how to do things like sheetrock repair and how to, you know, all kinds of stuff that I learned because I was working in the church. So if you just say, well, I don't have any skills, but I'd love to, this might be a good time to do that.
Absolutely.
So speaking of Easter and the things that are coming up, you know what happens the same time every year around Easter?
The same time?
Yeah. Can you guess? This year it's on April 15th.
Oh,
Taxes.
Oh, man.
Well, if you have given throughout this past year to the church, we would like to give you a giving statement so you can use it for your taxes. But we need updated addresses. So if you can give us that via email, office@eastavchurch.org, or on your connection card on a Sunday, that's the best way to do it, just so we make sure we have the right info for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's important.
You know who we really need to reach in our podcast demographic? The youths.
The youths.
So we need to have youths information, and we're going to be going to Rare Air on Saturday, this Saturday, January 25th.
That transition
segue was incredible. You know, but we're going to be doing Rare Air this Saturday at 3 p.m. We're going to have a lot of fun. We always put together a giant trampoline dodgeball. Because that is what we do, and it's a lot of fun. So, you know, make sure that if you are a youth or if you're a parent looking to get rid of your kid for an hour, we are going to take them and have a lot of fun. So that's
going to be. What's the cost on that?
It's going to be $17.50 is the cost. If you need socks, it's going to be $14.50 if you already have the socks, but you need to fill out a waiver. You can do that on the Rare Air website, or you can do that in person. They have iPads set up for that.
I love bouncing violence.
Yes,
It's my favorite kind of violence.
Yes, it is. It is a good, wholesome violence.
There you go. There you go. And we have an East Ave 411 this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Does that mean we will get the information?
It's an information meeting about.
You used to get when you dialed 411 before smartphones.
Before smartphones, yes.
Like the date.
That's the idea.
The East Ave smartphone.
East Ave.
The idea is.
I'm forward thinking.
I don't really think so.
Don't.
East Ave 411 is where you get. You can come and we talk about the church. We talk about where we came from, where we're going, why we do the things that we do, the things that we believe. And we talk about what it means to be a member around here, what it means to be a part of the body of Jesus, all of that stuff. And we do it in about 90 minutes, but we will feed you lunch this week.
Mm. And so, good stuff. Not the stuff we give the normal meetings.
PB&J.
Oh. Yeah. But this is
actually good that'd be great.
Yeah, I do love a good PB&J. Yeah, so this meeting is a prerequisite for becoming a member. If you are interested in that and making that step and calling ESTAB your official church home, mm-hmm. investing just one step further, then this is a prerequisite. But it's not necessarily a meeting just for that. If you're like, you know what, I really want to know more about this place. I want to know what makes them tick, what they believe, the history. The history is very interesting, I think.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in that at all, join us for that. It's gonna be pretty great.
I'm looking forward to that.
I know, it would be lonely if nobody joins us.
But we'd have more food.
Yeah, but I've heard you tell these stories multiple times. I don't want to hear alone again.
Come tell. It's going to be a lot of fun. I tell stories about my mother, and she's coming to town in February. Oh. So I can tell stories about her, then you can meet her.
Meet and greet after the 411.
Verify. Verify yes. the stories.
Yes, I could tell you all the things that she is going to tell you when she meets you in person.
I think your mom is one of our faithful listeners, probably.
To the podcast?
Yeah.
That could be, but I know that if you would like to talk to her online, she watches every weekend.
Okay.
So she is live.
Excellent.
Every weekend, but I think she watches on an Apple TV.
Mm.
So, but yeah, feel free to dial
her
in.
Her name is Rita Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R.
Right. And if you'd like her phone number, her phone number is?
Visit her in person.
We're just going to start outing people on the podcast until our listeners go up.
That is true. That is true.
I like your mom.
Yeah, she's likable.
All right.
So, we have the youth have a snow trip coming up too.
Ooh. Yeah, on February 29th, we do it every 5 years.
And you are excluding me again.
I am, because you have work to do, and Kimmy's a nicer instructor.
I can actually snowboard.
I don't know about that.
Oh, she's not. She did abandon me on the mountain last year.
Well, that makes sense.
I can only handle so many whiny.
You are awful.
I was cold and I was crying.
Right.
And nobody helped me, especially that 5-year-old that hit me with this snowboard.
Oh, a bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
On the bunny hills.
I feel like I need my own snow trip. So if somebody wants to help me plan my own snow trip.
Oh.
So that I get to go.
That we're not invited to.
I used to get to go with the,
you have to stay
with
here.
The kids.
Right. I'm going to plan my own. You're not invited.
Cool. Kids are awful.
Can't wait to hear about that.
So yeah, we've got the snow trip coming up, but we also have a teen girls conference, which happens mm-hmm. in February. It's February 21st through the 22nd. So it's a Friday night and a Saturday, most of the day. It goes into the afternoon, and it's at Hope Point, which is in Yuba City. And it's the cost for it's $50. And we have some of the volunteers from the youth department, the ladies are going to be going. And they're willing to take some of the teen girls with them. And they're going to have a lot of fun. So that's all coming. February is a busy month.
Yeah. The She Matters Conference is not an overnight conference, though.
No.
It's just Yuba
conference.
City. Yeah. So driving up the first night, driving back, then the next morning getting up and doing it again. But should be pretty cool. It's very empowering in a Jesus way.
Yes.
for young women, especially young women who considering ministry.
Yeah.
Or just need that extra encouragement.
Or being a Christian, in leadership positions and in your workplace as they get older.
In their school. Yeah,
it's all that sort of thing. So it's a really great conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super cool.
One other thing that's coming up that is one of my favorites is the Fat Tuesday open mic. So
Pancake Day.
Yeah, February 25th, starting at, now you have 5 p.m. on here.
You know, I coincidentally, my music album also drops on February 25th. 5th.
Is that right?
5 p.m.
At I'm East Stav Church.
Yeah, I'm just saying it. It's celebrating my entire catalog, kind of like Buckwheat sings his favorite love songs.
That's looking interesting.
For love in all the wrong places. Yeah, all
that. Right. Okay. That's enough of that.
Oh my.
But Fat Tuesday is coming up. It is the day before we start in Lent, and we're going to be talking about that as we go. But one thing you have to be ready for is if you got a song or if you got some poetry that you would like to launch, we're gonna let you
Jeremy.
Do that.
So it is kind of a first come, first serve the night of. We probably won't have very many open slots if you just want to come up and do it. So we're encouraging everyone, if they don't touch that ukulele, Ron, put it back.
I knew that was coming.
So
there is no ukulele on my album.
Oh, well, you guys can discuss that later. Yeah, so we are encouraging, back to the topic at hand, we are encouraging everyone, if you would like to participate, to let us know ahead of time via your connection card on a weekend, so that we can ensure that you have a slot.
That's right.
And each slot is about 4 minutes long, so no huge soliloquies, you know.
Mine's 20 minutes.
Oh, well, then you
I'm
can
doing
do the first
Indigata
four.
De Vita. That's fine.
And then we have one of those shepherd hook things, staff, so we're going to yank you off the stage. Just so you're prepared, you know.
I'm glad now that I hid the gong this year, so that's good.
So that is coming up, and it's fun. And so because it is the day before Lent, we live it up with pancakes, and it's a blast. It's so much fun.
Get out your celebrations so that we can come back in for Ash Wednesday the next morning or evening, 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. Yeah. And we will observe Ash Wednesday, which we'll continue talking about as we go forward. But get your song or your poem ready, your 4-minute presentation.
Wear your wife's magic maternity
tricks.
Pants so you can fit as much pancakes in as you possibly can.
Well, that's being prepared right there.
Well, yeah, I've had time to think about it, clearly.
Make this happen.
I save a pair of maternity pants just for these occasions,
for
you
well,
know.
There you go.
This and the Passover dinner.
Right. It is good.
You kind of fit as much as you can. Well, and I don't know who's making the pancakes this year. We usually have a couple different varieties of pancakes. So
yeah, decadent pancakes.
We get fancy.
Yeah.
They're delish, let me tell you.
We're not often fancy. That's our fancy day.
Mm-hmm. Pancakes. Yes.
Fancy
delicious.
Pants day.
Our maternity pants day. Oh, that brought it back
pancake
around.
Pancake day. Mm. Yes. All right. Gonna be one of those days.
Man.
So now we've been working on a bunch of stuff in the background. We've been working on a new website and a new app.
We.
And what I mean by we is Kimmy.
It's the royal we.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well,
you're right. We.
Jeremy
we have,
did a page.
That's true.
I did.
I did.
A page.
Yeah. I've been working on the background stuff,
well,
the stuff
you've
nobody
been doing
will see.
You've been doing the app, haven't
the
you?
The app stuff. Okay. And
I did some work on the homepage. It was all changed.
Good. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I created a fabulous headline for the homepage.
So
what did it say, Jeremy?
What's up, suckas?
and then what did it say underneath, Jeremy?
Oh, it said come and see the amazing Ron Zimmer and his golden voice.
Yes. What's up, suckas?
I don't know why that went away.
Oh, I don't. It just happened.
Is it a golden squirrel voice? Is that?
No, I didn't even squirrel.
No, you didn't
I just said golden voice.
I don't think that the
no
world is ready
to be
for
changed.
It. It can come back.
I am very, very futuristic in my working
ahead.
And dealings.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years since we've updated, and we still have all the children's pictures. None of them graduated high school yet, but
no. But Ellie is in second grade now. We had a picture
of her.
She was
in the nursery,
and like when she was 6 months old. So it's time.
She
it's
was
been
cute.
A couple years. She still
still
cute.
Is cute. So
but, yeah, we needed We need a little bit more current.
Yeah.
So I think it looks pretty amazing, and we are going to launch it in the next few days.
Or maybe today. I think I'm going to try to
get
it.
You ready? Oh, yeah. Man.
I think I'm going to push you.
Oh, yeah. So oh, my goodness.
I want everybody.
A big reveal on our podcast.
Within the sound of my voice, I would like you to go and find all the errors on the website and then email us.
Can you privately text me so I can fix it before Ron sees it? That would be great.
Oh, you know, every time you do this, there's a million links and everything's got a, and it's, it feels like a disaster. But you kind of have to throw it out there so it gets broken, so everybody finds the links that...
I think it looks pretty polished, if I do say so myself. So it, you can go on
it and looks good.
Tell Ron, oh my goodness, it's never looked better, and then text me, oh, by the way, that's not how you spell whatever.
Right. And Jake's been taking pictures on Sunday morning, which has been great because, well, our best photographer... before Jake was out there taking pictures, I mean, the best photographer we have is, well, Kimmy, and she never brings her camera to church.
Oh, no, I was a little busy.
Yeah. So, and then.
Works out.
Yeah. And then I'm aspiring to be like Kimmy. Mm. So I take a lot of pictures, but that means that I have pictures of other people. So the website looks great because Jake's been taking some great pictures. Mm-hmm. Good colors, especially during Christmas.
Oh, yeah, with a little twinkly light.
Yeah,
like eventually that. Eventually we're going to have to swap those out, but it does look really pretty.
Nah, I think it'll look great.
So, yeah, go and check it out. eastavchurch.org.
Yeah.
We'll have it up, and you can just be in awe of, well, the very, very
How can they tell if they're seeing the new site or the old site?
They won't, and
they
so
won't.
They're just going to be in awe.
Oh, there you go. Because nobody who is listening to this actually has gone to the current website.
Well, this is the easiest way to find the podcast is from the current website.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's probably true.
Oh, that's something I haven't added to the current website.
Actually, but I have. I have put it. I haven't put it on the website.
You put it on the app.
But it's on the... It's in the media.
Yeah. So the even more interesting than the website, although the website is nice, is our church app has not been functioning properly for a very long time.
Yeah.
If you didn't download the old version of the app and save it on your phone, more than likely you have not been able to even find our it. App in the app store.
Right.
So this is going to be huge. The new app is going to be... much more user-friendly. It's going to have more options on it as far as signing up for things, mm-hmm. giving, our live feed, the loop, all of those things. So it's going to
be
pretty
games,
incredible.
Will there be games, like new games like Snake?
Yeah, new games like Snake. Yes, maybe Tetris. Who knows? Who knows? You will find out because you are going to have to go and download it. Once it's up, I don't know. That one's going to take a little bit longer, but pretty soon we're going to have that up, and that's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
And one of those projects that, wow, takes much longer than I expected it to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
When they told us it's going to take 6 weeks for us to get that running, I thought, not us.
No, we're awesome.
We're totally on. We're just going to like,
totally
we're going to.
Done in 5 weeks.
Yeah. We're going to work through lunch today.
No, I literally thought, please, a day.
Yeah.
And it's going to be done.
Yeah. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Turns out, no.
Nope. Darn.
I was hoping the website fairy would show up. Tap it and it'd all be done.
Right. Right. Give
and
me,
then, and
give
then
me
that's
Anders.
What Kimmy did.
And yeah, she came. And she did.
All right. Thank you for listening. And please make sure if you are not subscribed to subscribe to this. We are also coming to the Apple store. We haven't the Apple podcast. We haven't been on there yet for some reason, but it's coming now
on
the new system.
Oh,
because of the vast demand.
Okay.
They had to add it. They said,
is
oh
that
my
what
goodness.
It is?
Once you get to 10 listeners, man,
I know.
You...
Cramming the inbox.
Yes. Just can't handle
Begging
it anymore.
For it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So join us next week as we discuss something.
All the things that were broken on the website that you found.
We're going to read your comments to us live on the air.
So, all right.
We'll probably slow jam them, though, the comments. We'll just get some. Yeah, we'll just read them.
Hey, okay.
I didn't know I attended a church where they couldn't sit. Spell exceptional. Spell.
We're gonna bury White. We're talking about
exactly.
Love it.
All right,
you bunch of hooligans.
Thank you for listening. God bless you guys. See you this weekend.
Yep.